Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Story coming in. The Jaguars, the most penalized team in the league, coming in as far as accepted fouls. Tonight, it's Kansas City, 12 fouls. 12 flags. Jacksonville, 4. First down and 15. Nobody's even rushing Mahomes, and he lets it go, hoping for a penalty. Incomplete. Jaguars win it.
How about that for your Monday night football? The Jacksonville Jaguars take down the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Chiefs don't look like the Chiefs. The Jacksonville Jaguars don't look like the Jacksonville Jaguars. They look like a competent football team. Trevor Lawrence looks pretty good. That defense looks pretty good. Even though they were down 14 last night, the Jaguars get it done on Monday Night Football. We react and ask the question that nobody wants to answer, but we will ask the question in just a second. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I am Cole Bryson. So good to be with you on this Tolo Tuesday. Diesel, the Chiefs dynasty. We will get to what happened in Jacksonville and some audio because last night's game was phenomenal with a capital pho. But is the Chiefs dynasty, is it dead?
You shook dead? Me with that capital pho. Pho. I was like, where's he going?
You like that?
Where's he going pho. With that? I thought I was going to have to jump over the board and hit
the dump button. The capital pho.
Look, you could fill
pho.
A thimble. Good God, Cole. You could fill a thimble. With all the tears from across the country of fans outside of Kansas City upset that the Chiefs dynasty seems as if it's over. The NFL is cyclical. That's what, you know, it's designed to be that way. It's designed for you to get really, really good, maintain it for a couple of years, salaries get too expensive, your best players age out, retire, change teams, whatever it may be, and then you sink back down to the bottom. And then you got good draft picks. And then you can build back up. A couple of years later, you'll be back. It's not like college football where you can reload year after year after year after year by putting a couple of $1 million in an 18-year-old's checking account. It's different in the pros. And that just tells me, Cole, that we are just 10 sweet short years away from the Carolina Panthers being Super Bowl champions.
Did you say 10?
Feels like
10?
It. 10? Feels like it.
10? 10?
Will football still even be legal by then? Too many head injuries.
It may be. Here's the reality of it, Diesel. I will be on record and say no. I do not believe the Chiefs dynasty is dead. However, I will tell you, the Chiefs are not the dominant Super Bowl year in and year out Kansas City Chiefs that we know and have come to hate, right? It's a different team. What happened last night was absolutely wild. Kansas City goes up 14 points. Jacksonville answers back with 7. It's 14-7 at the half. Jacksonville scores 14 points in the third quarter, Diesel, to Kansas City 0. Kansas City comes back and scores 14 in the fourth. Jacksonville scores 10, and they win 31-28 last night. Tolos, if you didn't watch, you missed a heck of a football game. Jacksonville now 4-1. And just like Diesel answered, Tolos, want to hear from you as well at 844-326-3663. That's the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. You can also call the show, and Tolos already active on the stream in the chat. Is the Chiefs dynasty slipping away? That's the question we're asking. Diesel, this team right now, they're 2-3. And Patrick Mahomes said it last night. They've just lost too many games. Duh, right, Captain Obvious? But they don't look like the well-oiled machine, right? They still have a lot of talent. Chris Jones. They still have Travis Kelce. They still have Patrick Mahomes back there. But Diesel, if you go into a factory or a plant and you're seeing a machine that's just got some hiccups to it, right? They aren't that well-oiled machine. And I think this team's still capable of being good. But what is that oil that gets them back to being well-oiled? They don't have that right now.
Well, I think it's time to go ahead and dig the hole, get ready to throw the body in there, because it is right there on that edge, my friend. Look, Travis Kelce is like 70 years old. He's going to retire. Andy Reid, he's 27. He's going to be gone before long. Patrick Mahomes is still Patrick Mahomes. And look, if they could bring in young players around Patrick Mahomes again, and I'm sure they have the money to do it, then you could rebuild this team very quickly. But it seems as if, Cole, they're content to sort of be in that farewell tour and not make a whole lot of changes to be able to stay dominant. Like, even the Golden State Warriors, as great as they were, they age out. They get older. They just can't do it at the same level. And you can't just keep trotting the guys out there year after year after year. They're not getting any younger. You got to bring in fresh blood and fresh talent. And while Patrick Mahomes is still young enough to be elite, you got to do it soon if you're the Chiefs, or you fall into into irrelevancy.
So, you know, it's interesting you bring that up with Golden State Warriors, because that dynasty was very similar in the sense of, man, people either loved or hated Golden State in their run. Now, if you look at that dynasty, Diesel, and kind of use it as a comparison to the Kansas City Chiefs, Golden State recognized, kind of to your point, that, hey, we aren't the same team. Klay's getting older. Draymond's getting older. Steph's getting older.
By the end, Draymond's got more gray in his beard than he has black in his beard.
He does. But what did Golden State do when LeBron started to rise above just Curry, Klay, and Draymond and eliminated those guys? That the one season LeBron eliminated them and came back and won. And you know, they were down 3-1. The Cavs came back and won the NBA championship. The Golden State Warriors recognized, hey, we've got to go get Kevin Durant. They go get Kevin Durant, add to the dynasty, and they rip off two or three more championships in a row. Kansas City played for the Super Bowl last year. They won the Super Bowl in 2024. They won the Super Bowl in 2023, right? They went back-to-back. They lost in 2021. Diesel to Tom Brady. They won in 2020 over San Francisco. So they've been in the last four or five Super Bowls. And when you look at this dynasty, at this team, I don't think they're anywhere close to being dead or blowing it up or anything like that. I just think that they've got to find out what that oil is that gets them back to being well-oiled, because you brought up Travis Kelce. I think you do have to start eliminating older guys.
Well, that oil is youth. You got to bring in some youth. Even guys like Kareem Hunt. I know Kareem's not an older guy. He's not really an older player yet, but he's been in the league for a while, and I'm not saying it's time for the Chiefs to go start looking at running back, but, man, Do they have that dominant tight end that Patrick Mahomes can toss to almost every play and pick up 6, 7, 8, 10 yards like he used to? No, it's time for them to go get themselves a tight end that can replace Travis Kelce as soon as they possibly can. I mean, I'm saying do it before the trade deadline, not even wait till the draft next year.
You know, I think youth is an important part of it. I like Isaiah Pacheco. I like Xavier Worthy. And Travis Kelce, like, he's not a deadbeat. You know, last night he showed that he can still catch the football. He can make a few plays. He's not the same Travis Kelce he was. But I do like Juju Smith-Schuster. They just are missing a few pieces. Here's what Patrick Mahomes said, Diesel, after last night's game. And then we'll get to the Jacksonville side of it and Trevor Lawrence and that ending. Are you kidding me how that game ended? But here's what Patrick Mahomes said postgame.
Kind of just talks about our whole entire season. I mean, I feel like we have the guys, and we've executed at certain points of game and looked really good, and then we kind of crush ourselves with penalties and mistakes and interceptions and fumbles or whatever that is. I mean, it's just we've kind of done that to ourselves all year long. It's kind of been one guy here or there, and in this league it's so close that those change games, and so we got to be better. You know, we've lost too many games already, and so we got to find a way to be better as a team and come together and play better throughout the rest of the season.
Well, maybe it's not even that this team is getting older. Maybe it's that Roger Goodell figured out that we're all on to him, that games are stacked, that refereeing was set up in advance. I'm thinking about that interception in the end zone that was a clear pass interference on the defense. That's the kind of play in the past, though, that would have gone the Chiefs' way.
Yeah. And look, I love Patrick Mahomes. I really do. I just ultimately believe and I don't know how many times I've said this, Diesel. We've talked about it. Continuing a dynasty, staying at the mountaintop, so difficult. And I'm not saying the Chiefs can't do it, but ultimately, like, we see all roads do come to an end. And I'm not saying that Kansas City's dynasty is dead, but what I am saying, Diesel, is I believe the days of, if you look back at the past Super Bowls, right, they were in last year's, they were in 2024, they were in 2023, they weren't in 22, they were in 21, they were in 20, Diesel. That's 20, 21, 23, 24, they're in 5 of the last 6 Super Bowls. I believe that Kansas City team is fading out of the rearview mirror. Do I believe Kansas City can't be in Super Bowls anymore? No. I just don't believe. Do you realize how impressive that is, Diesel? 5 of 6 Super Bowls, you're in the game? I mean, that is just insane to say out loud, right? The fact that they've been in that many Super Bowls in the past 5, 6 years, that many seasons, is extraordinary.
Yeah, but when you're talking about football players and what kind of toll 5 years takes on their body, they're not the same football team they were 5 years ago.
Right, and that's why, going back to the Golden State point, you've got to continue to throw guys on the roster. You've got to continue to adapt. You've got to continue to get new guys, new players, and they have. Like, I love Xavier Worthy. I think Xavier Worthy has a bright future in the NFL. I like Isaiah Pacheco pretty good. We saw Patrick Mahomes lose Tyreek Hill. The next season, he goes and wins the Super Bowl. So Patrick Mahomes is an elite quarterback, but Father Time also has a say in this, Diesel. And being able to be present in that many Super Bowls, that level of success isn't sustainable. Do I think Kansas City will never be in the Super Bowl again with Patrick Mahomes? No, I think they will be.
I mean, he's only 30, right?
Yeah.
He's 30, which is starting to round the back nine. You know, you're kind of at the turn of your career when you're 30 in the NFL. Most of these guys are out of the league by the time they're 35. You got to still remember that Tom Brady doing it to his level at, what, 42, he was still playing in the NFL?
I thought it was 40.
That is unrealistic. Yeah. Even Aaron Rodgers playing well at his age is unrealistic. And, you know, people were already talking how many more Super Bowls is Mahomes going to get than Brady. Yeah, he was young, but there is no guarantee that things are linear, right? It's never this either flat line of performance, i.e. where he was at an elite level, you continue to play elite year after year after year after year in perpetuity, and there's no guarantee that it's a linear curve upwards. It's up and down and up and down and up and down, and I don't know if we're on one of those down strikes.
Now, on the Jacksonville Jaguars side of things, Diesel, last night what they did was just flat impressive. Travis Hunter, Are you kidding me? What that guy did, what Trevor Lawrence did last night. Let's go to the audio of the big play of Travis Hunter, basically Randy Mossing to Kansas City defenders here. This was unbelievable.
Hopefully he'll be okay and be able to return. Extra man on the rush. Lawrence is able to float it. And Hunter makes the catch.
Just an unbelievable play by Travis Hunter. Diesel, also Trevor Lawrence, the way that in that very play he slid up in the pocket and avoided pressure. This guy was playing at an elite level last night, and having Travis Hunter, we talked about if he'd be able to play both ways, offense, defense. I think it's very, very clear through the first few games, Diesel, that Travis Hunter needs to be on offense. This guy's insane.
Yeah, phenomenal performance by him, and look, you feel good for those Jacksonville Jaguars fans. I'm not one of them, but you feel good for them for a team that has a franchise that has struggled almost all of its existence. And even, you know, you get Trevor Lawrence and you pair him with a guy he's familiar with in ETN. And then you keep getting early draft picks year after year. It really hadn't seemed to click. And they had, man, you get Urban Meyer and you think, we got this. We're good now. And then he sucks there. And it's great for those fans to see it happening.
Three more pieces of audio here. Travis Hunter on Devin Lloyd's 99-yard pick six. You talk about the Chiefs and what they can't do. I'll tell you what, man, I don't understand. You talk about, like, Kansas City's misfortune, Diesel. A bad play by Mahomes. A 99-yard interception last night for a touchdown. Are you kidding me? This is what Travis Hunter said after Devin Lloyd's pick six.
When did you know he was going to score on that play? When I know, once he broke the running back's tackle, I seen him just taking off, and Josh is there to help him, you know, get the little bump on the receiver, so that was good.
What did he say when he came in the sideline? Anything good?
He didn't have nothing to say. He was too tired.
Too tired to speak after a 99-yard pick six. How about Trevor Lawrence, Diesel, game winner? He takes the snap, gets stepped on, falls down. And at that point, you're thinking, oh, my God, he's lost the game. What is happening? Here's what he said after the game.
Let's start with your game-winning touchdown run. You get your foot stepped on, you're falling down, and somehow you score. What was it like from your perspective?
Oh, just panic, sheer panic on the ground, trying to – we didn't have any timeouts. Got stepped on coming out, and I was like, I got to get up. And I was just going to throw it out of bounds to stop the clock, and then there was really no one around me. So went and made a play.
That just rarely, Diesel, that play rarely ever turns out good. And I mean rarely.
Well, and they still would have had three more chances, yeah. Right? If they throw that ball away, or if he just gets touched there at the five-yard line, it's still second and goal from the five. And you may have a pretty good chance to get the ball in the end zone.
That was insane.
That was just a gutsy heads-up play to get up off of the ground and then realize you had that kind of space off to your left. I mean, and it was the goofiest run, too.
Yeah.
I've seen people calling him, you know, a baby deer trying to figure out how to walk for the first time. You know, he was high knees and he was going left, he was going right. He looked like a dad that was stepping on a pile of Legos that were left out on the floor.
I'm telling you, that play, that scenario, Diesel, happens 100 times, and 99 times Trevor Lawrence doesn't score. There's just no way. Here's what Liam Cohen said after the game about Trevor's miraculous play.
What was going through your head on that last touchdown?
Throw it away. No, I mean, because, you know, when he got stepped on and he's coming out of it and you're like, oh, my gosh, throw it away so we could have another down. Man, what an individual effort. I mean, obviously, tough moment where I can only imagine where he was at in that moment on the ground. But to get up, break, what, three tackles or whatever it was, two tackles and shed some dude off and go running in the end. I mean, that's an unbelievable individual effort. Yeah, we'd love it to be cleaner and just make it a nice executed play. But at the end of the day, it's about winning. And I'm proud of the toughness that he showed at the end of that game.
I'll tell you what was going through his mind at that exact moment, Cole.
Duval.
Yeah. And you know what, man? I'll be honest with you. I have to eat a little crow when it comes to Liam Cohen. When he was hired, I thought, man, this is the worst hire in the history of the National Football League. I mean, what in the world are the Jacksonville Jaguars doing hiring Liam Cohen? And look, Diesel, there's still a lot of football to play, but the Jaguars are 4-1. They're 3-0 at home. All of a sudden, JB just said it on the stream, these guys look like a legitimate playoff contender. And if you're a Clemson, Trevor Lawrence, like this should excite you. I don't know many Jacksonville fans in the upstate other than Clemson fans, right?
Yeah.
Pulling for Trevor. But
my brother-in-law is a Jacksonville fan.
Is he really?
He's you can call it a sadist. You know, they're interchangeable.
I'm telling you, man, I'm high on them. After last night, you go beat Kansas City. They're now 2-3. You're 4-1. And I think there's still a lot of talent on Kansas City's team. Don't get me wrong. But I do also feel like on the Jacksonville side of things, they've got a defense they haven't had. They've got some serious threat. That 99-yard pick six last night, you just don't see that happen much. Trevor Lawrence is playing really good last night. He did have one interception. He was 18 of 25, 221. Not like a miraculous night, but he did enough to get the job done. That one rushing play, sensational, Diesel. The only thing I would say, Trevor Lawrence was their leading rusher last night. That does concern me a little bit, right?
Mm.
54 yards, 2 touchdowns. Look, if you want to get involved in the run game, fine. But Travis Etienne last night, Diesel, didn't have a big night. 12 carries, 49 yards. That's the only thing I look at with Jacksonville and say, okay, they've got to get this run game going a little bit more.
Well, we're going to find out who this Jacksonville Jaguars team really is over the next couple of weeks. They got Seattle coming up in just 5 days,
yeah,
and then they have the Rams, Raiders, and Houston, Chargers coming to town. So they got a couple of tough games over the next five. Three out of the next five are decently tough games. Get a little bit of a break, Arizona, Tennessee, and then they got to face the other surprising team in the NFL, and those Indianapolis Colts.
And you know, I guess the good thing about that is you have afforded yourself a little bit of wiggle room, Diesel, not a tremendous amount, but you start 4-1 on the season, you've afforded yourself a little bit of wiggle room, mistakes here and there, like opposed to a team like Dallas, who's 2-2-1, who is still fighting to get back in the hunt in terms of playoffs and being not buried, right? Like an 0-5 Jets team. You have, if you're Jacksonville, you have afforded yourself that. Now, on the flip side, Kansas City, they're 2-3. They have not afforded themselves, right? They're 2-3, Diesel. Let that sink in.
Can you believe this, Tolo's? 2 segments in a row to start the show, talking NFL and Corn Chip on the text line at 844-326-3663. He brought this up. He's itching to hear our takes on it. Is this the most likable thing Jerry Jones has ever done? Flipping off fans. We'll talk about it next on the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ARC Raiders.
a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Is Jerry Jones suddenly becoming likable? Not in the sense that, like, he's a happy-go-lucky, fun guy that you would want to share a cab with, but in the modern, digital, internet age, when it's really all just about dunking on your rivals, trolling fans, and just being generally entertaining. If you haven't seen the video yet, Jerry Jones is catching a lot of flack. He's catching a lot of heat from up in his bougie press box, in his bougie suite, looking down on fans. Jerry Jones is throwing birds at people. Throwing birds at people. And if you haven't seen it yet, go find it. It's great. He's standing right there at the window. And the windows are open, by the way. It's the kind of suite windows that do slide down, kind of like the old school bus windows. Dewey knows all about those, except the buses that he sees them on are short. They have fewer windows. But there's probably, in this camera angle, there's five or six fans who are turned around filming Jerry Jones, which I'm sure is probably kind of par for the course. Kind of happens all the time. Dak Prescott throws a touchdown, extends the Cowboys' lead, and Jerry Jones gives a thumbs up, flashes a quick bird, and then points like, hey. Now, Jerry, unfortunately, Cole, is not owning this bird. Jerry is saying, it was unfortunate. It was accidental. I was trying to transition from a thumbs up to a point, and somehow the middle finger came out. I don't know. Can I give a bird on the stream? Am I allowed to do that?
I don't see why not.
Tolos, would you be offended by that? Dewey would.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't think there's like, a stream police, is there?
I don't know. Well, it is the internet.
No,
I don't think FCC has any rights over this. But he does this, and then he tries to transition to the finger point, but it goes, It's not like the finger is just pointing right at the people down below. He like drops the hand like a and then he turns to a point. I love it. I love that he did this. I just hate that he denied that it was intentional, because it sure as heck looked intentional to me.
So I'm confused as to why people are upset about it. Like, what is wrong with Jerry Jones?
Because it's conduct unbecoming of an owner.
Well, guess what? If that's the worst conduct my owner has against them, we're in really good shape, because it's not, okay?
He could have thrown a drink on somebody.
He could have, and let's be honest, he's done a lot worse. Heck, we've all done a lot worse. My God, he flipped somebody off, and we're freaking out about it.
What's worse than the bird? The double bird?
I guess so. And, I mean, that's their biggest rival, the Eagles, the bird. I mean, come on. Jerry Jones has a past of doing all kind of crazy sorts of things, and we're getting upset about him flipping a bird to somebody. I got flipped 9 birds on the way here today driving up 85, right? Who cares? It's flipping a bird. I mean, people are so sensitive. And then, I mean, are we really? We're going to find a guy for it? I mean, that's where we are now?
So last I saw, and when I was kind of thinking about what I wanted to talk about and how I wanted to bring this up, the NFL had not decided if they were going to fine Jerry or not.
Yeah.
Well, it seems, and this is literally in the last couple of minutes, it's been posted $250,000. Yeah. $250,000 for flipping a bird. I'd say, look, if I was Jerry, I'd lean into it at this point. I'm like, yeah, I meant it. Fine me. I got billions. Your $250,000 is couch cushion money to me.
$250,000. I guess is this just like the NFL saying we have to do something, so we're just going to find them a little 250. And I know 250K to us is a grand amount of money, yeah. but to Jerry Jones,
pay off my house.
Right, 250K is nothing. So I don't know. What's the point in really finding him $250,000? What's the point?
Well, the question is, how are you even going to find him? Like, are there NFL distributions to the Cowboys that they're just going to subtract $250,000 from? Because I guarantee you there is nobody with a shield on their shirt and sure as hell ain't going to be Roger Goodell knocking on Jerry Jones's door. Heck, he probably can't even get on the block that Jerry Jones lives on. And saying, hey, Jerry, I need you to cut me a check. $250, let's go.
So let me ask you, this is a serious question. It's a fine for an owner to flip somebody off? Like, that's crazy to me.
I would assume that there is some kind of morality clause, like conduct unbecoming. God. Players have it in their contracts. They have it in their – I'm sure we have something similar to that in our contracts and say, hey, you can't do anything that embarrasses the league. I mean, if it's – you can't do anything to embarrass the franchise, it's his franchise.
And the thing about it is the NFL is probably going to make – a little bit of money off of this. The fact that, you know, people are talking about it. I mean, the NFL's going to make something off of it.
If I'm Jerry, I'm countering this and saying, you know what, NFL? I'm going to find myself $500,000. And he'll just take it from one hand, put it in the other hand. Take it out of one pocket, put it in the other pocket.
See, I think he should deliver the $250,000 in pennies. Put it in pennies and set it at the front doorsteps of the NFL headquarters. What are they, New York? Is that right?
Turning into an episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
You didn't watch Seinfeld. There was that one episode where Kramer walks around with like $100 worth of pennies in his cargo pants.
Okay. Well, I think that's a brilliant idea. $250,000 in pennies. Actually, better than that, take your helicopter that you have, Jerry, and – what's that one movie where they have all the cash and they're trying to make it over the mountain with a helicopter and they don't? They land in some little foreign village. Put the pennies in a big, huge, whatever it is.
What movie is that?
Yeah, I don't know, so I can't remember the name of it. Anyways, put the pennies underneath the helicopter, drive the helicopter to New York, lower it down, and set it right on the front doorsteps. $250K in pennies.
Whoa. New York doesn't have a great history of people flying objects into the city. I don't know if that's a good idea. And you certainly can't drop them, Cole. You can't pelt the people of New York City.
I think you should,
with Abraham Lincoln.
I think you should. I mean, do you know how?
Just go drop it on Goodell's lawn. How about that? Make him go pick it up.
That's 25 million pennies.
What does that even look like?
25 million pennies. What would that – that's a great question. Could you fill this room right here that we're sitting in, this small studio, with 250 million pennies? That's what it equals to, if I'm not mistaken.
250,000 times 100.
Should be 250 million.
It's 250, yeah.
Or 25 million. 25 million. Yep.
How large 25 million
pennies?
Pennies be.
That's a question for ChatGPT
AI here,
yeah.
Okay?
It says, 25 million pennies.
For 25 million U.S. pennies, which would be worth $250,000, the sheer size and weight would be impractical for any ordinary collection or transaction. The total volume would be approximately the size of a small school bus.
No.
Bringing it all full circle, a short bus. Dewey's short bus. Pennies stacked up together.
No.
That's how big it would be.
It says on, I asked ChatGPT, it says it would be 137,000 pounds. So that equals, Diesel, that equals 68.9 tons, roughly the weight of a loaded semi-truck.
God.
Of pennies.
I would
back him up on Roger Goodell's stupid little
release
doorstep.
Release him on his lawn. Make him go out there and rake up all those pennies.
I mean,
you want my money? Here's how you get it,
in
Roger.
Pennies. I love it. I mean, what are we doing here? Jerry, that is the most... What's the word here? That is the most ethically moral thing Jerry Jones has ever done, is flip somebody off compared to what – I mean, it's flipping a bird and we're going to find somebody to it. I know 250K is nothing to Jerry Jones, but still, I think it's kind of outlandish to find an owner in the NFL with all the past, Diesel, and all these owners We're going to find an owner for flipping somebody off.
Sports Talk on the Fan Upstate is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Ooh, Kane had a good idea on the stream. He says Jerry could sell shirts of him flipping, like that picture. Take that picture of him flipping a bird. Hey. Oh, he would have those shirts. He'd have that $250,000 raised in less than an hour. Are you kidding me?
The Boz?
I'd buy one.
The Boz that was selling I Hate the Boz t-shirts, he was selling the t-shirts to the fans of the opposing teams
that hated him. If you sell them for $10, that's 25,000 people.
Done.
You know, I mean, that
I'd give them away.
I mean,
I'd put them out on every chair inside Jerry World next home game. I would make sure. What does Jerry World hold? 70,000 ish, roughly.
Let me see.
I'd put 70,000.
Oh yeah, put them
Jerry
on the backs
Jones
of the seats.
Flipping the middle finger t-shirts out on seats. You got to make them all 2 or 3 XL because I mean it is Texas.
Would he get fined for that? Taking that shirt, seating capacity 80,000.
Okay.
So putting 80,000. That's
80,
a good 000 question.
Triple X t-shirts.
That's a great question.
3 XL is what I meant.
Would he get fined for that?
Oh man.
Hey Roger, you don't like it now? 80,000 of my fans are gonna have a t-shirt on of me flipping a Jets. And another thing, it's the Jets.
To me, it makes Jerry less likable again that he is trying to say I didn't mean it. I didn't do it. Lean in, Jerry. Lean in.
Steven probably told him not to lean into it, you know? God. Don't pour gasoline on this thing, Dad.
I'm just trying to think. Like, think about all the owners. God, I'm blanking on his name now. The guy that used to own the Knicks. All these terrible owners, the ex-owners.
Snyder from the
Dan Snyder.
Yeah. Redskins.
Like, did any of those guys ever do anything that was actually likable? Like, everybody thought they were drugs. And I know, it's probably not right to put Jerry Jones in the same category as those guys. But, I mean, did they ever do anything that was likable?
That's a good question.
I don't know. Has Dave Tepper ever done anything that was likable? Outside of donating Bank of America Stadium for that concert for Carolinas, has Dave Tepper done anything that's inherently likable?
That's a good question. Dave Tepper, what is...
I mean, I'm thinking back to that time when he barged in on the Dilworth Neighborhood Grill. Great restaurant. I've been there, so I can give you a real review.
Yeah.
And he took the hat off of the host or the hostess's head, and it was a Philadelphia Eagles hat. I mean, it would have been more likable thing for him to do if he had gone in there, taken the hat off, and said, nobody wears an Eagles hat in my town.
Yeah, so let me ask you this question before we move on from Jerry. Do you remember the alleged daughter lawsuit from a couple of years ago? This was like two or 3 years ago. So I'm 29, right? And Diesel was born in July of 96. The Cowboys won their last Super Bowl in February of 96. So there was a woman. There is a woman.
So they've been terrible your whole life.
Whole life. They have not made it back to an NFC title game. Alexandra Davis was born the same year as me. She's my age. She claims that she's Jerry's daughter, and her mom, I think, was a flight attendant in the same city the Cowboys won the Super Bowl. So Alexandra Davis sued Jerry Jones in 2022, just a few years ago, in a state court in Dallas, seeking a judgment that a 1998 agreement entered into when she was 2 years old that was not yet enforceable, so the agreement required Alexandra and her mother, Cynthia Davis, to keep silent about Jones' alleged paternity in exchange for financial support. So basically what that means is Jerry was giving him money to keep quiet about it. And allegedly, she is Jerry's daughter. That happened with a flight attendant right about the time the Cowboys won the Super Bowl. She was born the same year as me.
And
she
Why didn't you try to date her when you were in Dallas?
I did. I couldn't find her.
It's a heck of an investment opportunity there.
Trust me, that thought crossed my mind.
If women can do it, men can do it too.
Right? So my point being, if Jerry flipping a Jets fan off is the worst thing, we're in good shape.
I love this move. I want more of this, Jerry.
We really are,
He's ancient, okay?
He
doesn't have much time left. flip off whoever you want, Jerry. That's one of the best things about getting old is you can do stuff like that,
yeah,
and nobody can really say anything to you about it. Oh, he's from a different time. Hey. He doesn't know. He doesn't realize what he's doing, and he's so cute.
Speaking of getting old, you know who I thought about this morning, Diesel?
Hmm.
Do you know who I thought about this morning?
The possibilities are endless.
I thought about, and I don't know what triggered it. We haven't heard from Harold. Harold is not in the Upset Picks Challenge.
Man, now you just had to bum me out.
But I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying.
Well, you.
No. I'm not implying anything.
Implied it.
I'm just saying maybe he's forgotten about us.
Come on. Have you?
Maybe he's forgotten about
You've seen Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You know about the implications.
But Harold told us that he was going to win the Upset Picks Challenge. You remember that?
Do any Tolos know Harold? Do any Tolos know where he is? If he's okay, let us know. Have him call us.
Hadn't heard. And I did something. Even further than that, I was looking online. I miss Harold. I don't know. I miss him. I miss Harold. I hope he's okay. He was really excited about the Upset Picks Challenge, so I guess we'll have to wait and see. Diesel, it's time to get to our Daily Wires, the buzz that's happening next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Well, we have a lot to get to on the show. We dive deep into segments, but we also do a segment called Daily Wires, where we hit all of the topics happening in the sports world. Michael Martin, let's start with the Fan Upstate Player of the Week. Diesel, Michael Martin of Christchurch has been named the Fan Upstate Player of the Week. for Week 6, the second Christchurch player this season. To be named the Fan Upstate Player of the Week, Michael is the running back for Christchurch on Friday against St. Joe's. Michael had 37 carries for 223 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also hauled in 3 receptions for 60 yards, 283 all-purpose yards for Michael Martin of Christchurch.
And he got a snazzy graphic. Great job putting that together.
He did.
Cole.
He did get it. And I saw on Twitter, I believe, last weekend, he visited your App State Mountaineers.
Ooh,
so we'll have to ask him about
that.
Make
the right choice.
Yeah, have to ask him about that when we have him on this week. We're still lining that up, Tolo. So we always have our player of the week on. And Monday Night Football last night, the Jacksonville Jaguars defeated the Kansas City Chiefs 31-28. Now 4-1 on the season. Kansas City now 2-3.
To steal a little bit from Chris Berman, he was stumbling, bumbling, but not fumbling on his way to the end zone. Way to go, Trevor Lawrence.
It was a big game for Trevor Lawrence last
night.
He's
so goofy when he runs.
He is. He's so big. He's just so lanky. Massive trade news. The Cleveland Browns have traded Joe Flacco in a 6th-round pick to the Cincinnati Bengals for a 5th-round pick. Shedeur Sanders has now moved up to QB2.
God, could you imagine playing in the league for as long as Joe Flacco has, and your worth is a 5th-round pick?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Life comes at you fast. But we had the audio last week, Diesel, when you were gone, about Shedeur not being happy about not being QB2, and bam, a week later, he gets his wish.
What did you make of, and I wasn't here last week, the interview questions where he was answering but only mouthing the words, not actually saying the words? Did you see that clip?
No, I didn't.
Oh, they asked him, like, what do you think about something, you know, your QB3 on the depth chart? How do you feel about it? And he just goes,
really? No, I did not see that.
Yeah. I mean, what he said, if you read his lips, is something to the effect of, like, this franchise sucks and I wish I was. No, he said, basically, I'm just here to do my job. I'm excited for the opportunity every week. But, you know, it's just some people may look at it as a little snarky, a little childish. Other people might look at it and say, hey, he's just goofing off and having fun.
How about that? He is a little bit childish, though. Let's see here. The Dodgers defeated the Philadelphia Phillies on Monday by a score of 4-3. The Dodgers have yet to lose a postseason baseball game. The Brewers defeated the Cubs 7-3. Today, the Mariners-Tigers face off in literally 20 minutes from now. The Yankees – no, 10 minutes. No, 20 minutes. Sorry. Bad math. The Yankees and the Blue Jays will play tonight at 8:08 p.m. In Cali, Los Angeles Chargers running back Omarion Hampton will be placed on the IR with an ankle injury. Coach Jim Harbaugh said on Monday, by going on IR, Hampton will miss at least the next 4 games. So now some really bad injury news for this this LA Chargers team, who has a lot of talent, but man, they've kind of been hit by the injury bug as of late. Diesel, Auburn moving its 2026 home game with Baylor to Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Why? Well, NIL. 3 letters for you. What do you mean? What am I talking about here? So it is now going to be a neutral site game. The Peach Bowl, in coordination with Aflac, will provide opportunities for promotional appearances for Auburn players, promoting ticket sales, events, and more. I'm going to give a quote here by John Cohen. John Cohen said, anytime we have the ability to advance Auburn student-athletes' ability to earn third-party NIL compensation, we will take that opportunity. The exposure of playing on a national stage against a Power 4 opponent in one of the premier neutral site games in the country will not only benefit our student athletes financially, but it will also enhance their brand.
So that sounds to me a little bit like they might say, hey, starting quarterback, do a 20-second commercial or 15-second commercial and say, hey, come to Atlanta, go to Scores or whatever, go to the Varsity. We'll be there tomorrow signing autographs and make a little money off of
That's what it sounds like. And by the way, the Varsity has gotten bad lately. It's not the same.
Scores isn't what it used to be either.
I don't think I ever went. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Why'd you laugh at the Cheetah Club?
No, I just laugh. I'm not a fan of the Varsity anymore. Kentucky coach Mark Stoops angrily denied that he has talked with school officials about a possible buyout after his Wildcats lose 35-14, after his Wildcats lost 35-14 to Georgia on Saturday. He said, I'd hate to give anything like that legs. There's zero chance I'm walking away. There's no quitting me. So that's unequivocally 100% false. Anyone who tells you that is lying.
God, getting touchy like Shane Beamer over there.
A little emotional, Mark.
Thou doth protest too much.
I'm telling you. What do they say? The first one to speak's always the guilty party. It kind of sounds like a little upset. Triggered, Diesel, is what they say now.
Oh, yeah.
Quarterback of Oklahoma, John Mateer, who was sidelined with a broken bone in his throwing hand and had surgery on it just 2 weeks ago, is already pushing to return in Saturday's game. Are you kidding me? Against Texas? Oklahoma coach Brent Venables has said publicly that it's uncertain when he will return.
Maybe playing some mind games with Texas, you know?
Do you have to play mind games with Texas right now as bad as they are? I mean, what are we doing here?
No, but it's just fun.
Yeah, it is. Let's see. Duke is getting help from former Blue Devils player and Boston Celtics star Jason Tatum. The school announced Tuesday that the six-time NBA All-Star would serve in a volunteer advisory role for the program as chief basketball officer. Tatum's task will include in-person visits with the team to discuss development, professionalism, and team culture, as well as monitoring athletes in areas such as career management, building a personal brand, or managing time demands as a college athlete.
The culture is, we have no culture here. You're going to be in the NBA next year, so it doesn't matter.
I'll tell you what, man, I'm surprised. I love that, but Diesel, I'm very surprised that as rigorous as an NBA schedule is, Jason Tatum's going to have time to...
Yeah, how's he going to do that? On his occasional off weeks, if the Celtics happen to come to Charlotte, he's going to have time to ride up to Durham and take care of this?
They play like three times a week, the NBA does. That'll be interesting.
It'll be on Zoom.
The Upset Picks Challenge returns tomorrow. Entries open at 4. And Diesel, last but not least, Deion Sanders reacts to Shador being moved up to QB2.
Yeah, I got that text during practice.
We're just wondering what your reaction is.
I don't care. I don't give a damn about the Browns. At all. I care about the Colorado Buffaloes. I do love me some Shador Sanders. Don't believe that. I care about him. The rest of that mess, I don't, okay? I'm a coach trying to win just like they're trying to win games, but I could care less of who they traded.
I love that audio. Okay. I love that audio.
I like the I could care less about the Browns.
Well, he does need to fix his syntax. I couldn't care.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.